As the world watches breathlessly, waiting for the future to arrive, and it just may, the Average Network takes you deep beneath the streets of Washington, D.C. to the Batcave of Count Richard Cheney, the ancient vampire at the dark heart of the Bush administration. Here, with his evil assistant Rumsfeld and the head of Henry Kissinger, the fate of the world is discussed. Join us for Chapter 22 of The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World.
We're going to have some serious problems hiding some of our actions, of course. Rumsfeld thinks Iraq might be worse than Bremer is willing to admit.
What about our oil?
Over 70% capacity. When we get it up to 85%, the Iraqis start getting some, of course.
Fastow has a way to make it look as though the figures are reversed. I'm working on ways to confuse the UN about our actions. Their suspicions don't really concern us, but we'll have a few weeks to clean up before we let them in.
I don't know why they won't just cooperate.
They're no longer relevant, Dick. They're just our future public relations arm. We also need to run the deficit higher. We're on the verge of bankrupting the IMF and the World Bank, but we need higher deficits.
It's going to play hell with interest rates, Henry.
Of course, it's a means of controlling the public, keep them slaves to their credit ratings. It's the American people we have to fear, Dick. They are mostly sedentary, but some of them still vote.
I thought it was awfully clever, your unleashing Arnold as your test case. After all, he was bred in order to provide a new body for you.
Yes, but those steroids, I can't take a chance on the new body keeling over with heart failure. Besides, he's too old now, I need a younger body. In the meantime, being a disembodied head in a hat box isn't so bad. As to California?
We followed your plan to the letter. Rumsfeld!
Master?
California, Donald.
We conned Daryl Issa into bankrolling the recall, then forced him out when Schultz conned Arnold into running. We've chased Uberoth and Bill Simon out. We're working on getting McClintock to go low-key. Then if Arnold tries thinking on his own, we can push him out and promote McClintock. We also have our assets planning a legal challenge if by some strange mischance Davis survives. We followed your instructions implicitly.
Good boy, Rumsfeld. Give him a treat, Richard.
Here you are, Donald. A nice fresh toe.
Thank you, Master.
Well, Donald, how was Iraq during your tour?
It's a mess. Jerry Bremer isn't as smart as I remembered. He may quit out of frustration. Nothing's getting done. No services. Not much food. Lots of guns. And rats. Thousands and millions of rats.
Thank you, Donald.
They're very good rats, Master. I brought some home for us.
Rumsfeld, your cute little snacks are going to spoil my corpse-ish figure.
Very amusing. The Polish contingent. How are they accommodating?
They look very international, Doctor. I left them trying to screw in a light bulb near Babylon.
Donald, that's a very poor joke.
That's what I told them, Master, but they said they had to do it. It's an old Polish army tradition.
I hope they've forgotten their other tradition, being invaded. What about the Iraqi people?
They hate us mostly. I think they'd like us if we could assure some power and water service.
We'll get the power up when we control communications. We need to keep them from flooding the internet with stories about how inept the army is.
I warned you, Henry. It's a much more conservative army than the Vietnam-era army. They aren't as imaginative, and the officer corps isn't what it was.
We wouldn't want them that imaginative. I have Rove and the spin doctors working on it. Remember, Richard, spin is everything. There is no truth, only spin. I could have saved Nixon if he'd let me.
Well, Nixon's gone, of course. Well, mostly gone, to be precise.
Dick, weren't you supposed to be in New York for the 9/11 anniversary?
They're holding the ceremony in the sunlight. I told Bloomberg it was out of the question. Sunlight means destruction to we night creatures, you know.
Bloomberg is a twit.
I almost shriveled away to nothing in Texas. What was that noise?
Masters! 43 is here, Masters. He's brought Ashcroft with him.
Oh, goody. Into each life a bit of idiocy must fall, Richard.
Dick? Don? Where ye at? I shot me that Ozzy Osbourne critter, too, George. He's a drunken hoodoo. He needed shooting. Well, I'll see it on the HBO special. It's more real on TV anyway. Dick? Count Cheney?
Over here, George, in the briefing cavern.
Hey, Dick. I made us a whole bunch of money while I'm on a vacation.
Excellent. And John, how was your Patriot Act tour?
Made us a fortune, by gobs. Shot me that Ozzy Osbourne fella.
Good. Hey, Don, how was Iraq?
Wonderful, Mr. President. Any day now it's going to be paradise. And it's all our doing.
That's swell, by gobs.
You mustn't believe anything you read in the press, George. They're all dangerous liberals, you know.
Why, Laura made me give up the papers. They's cutting into my cartoon time.
Probably a wise choice.
Don't miss any good uns? Well, I got them on tape, John. Well, most of them.
George.
Yes, sir, Henry.
We need you should talk up the economy. It's collapsing, of course, but it's collapsing our way. I've instructed Greenspan to make you look smart.
Well, if anyone can, I'm sure Alan will.
Wouldn't count on it, Dick. Me neither.
George, we're trying to help you. Don't you want to look smart?
Well, I'd rather look rich.
You do look rich.
Well, there you go.
I don't think I could possibly go fast enough. We were going to do a total debriefing, but I'm getting a headache. Listen, George, Iraq is fine. Afghanistan is fine. The Middle East, well, it could be better. The economy is improving. Unemployment went down. You're the best president since Coolidge. Can you remember all of that?
Can I remember all of what?
Donald, hat box.
It's all right, Henry. Rove will get the briefing papers. He'll know what to say.
It better. I still think we'd have done better with the poodle. Look, George, we need to run the deficit higher, higher than even your dad envisioned.
Why come?
Eventually we're going to default and drive the World Bank and the IMF into receivership. Then we'll take them over. Then we'll control world finances completely.
That's good, huh?
Yes, George.
Okay.
Got it?
Got what?
Donald.
Come, Doctor.
Well, George, you've aggravated the doctor again.
He sure gets rattled easy. He needs to relax more. Stop up and smell the noses.
Stop and smell the roses, George.
Whatever. By gobs.
The Average Network has brought you Chapter 22 of The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World. Written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and Average Network apprentice Blotto the Trained Squirrel. This production featured the late George McCready as Count Cheney, the late Dwight Fry as Rumsfeld, the late Walter Brennan as Ashcroft, Arnold's mother, Spritzy Schwarzenegger, as Dr. Henry, and Domingo Pavarotti Jr. as George. This is Pablo T. Flies asking you should stay tuned.